Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
People, are you ready?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition. And we're re-racking the D-bag of the day. It's coming back. It's Christmas miracle. So that will be coming up soon. Stay tuned. But right now, back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Matt calling in from Minneapolis. Matt, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, you guys are doing great. How come Fox News is flying you to Vegas and they're not giving you a couple of grand in poker chips?
They're not flying me to Vegas. They invited me on after I had planned a family trip, going to meet a daughter, going out to Zion, I got a kid that just turned 18, showed him a good time in Vegas, and they interrupted my little family soiree with an invitation. I said, well, Sunday would have to be the day because I'm not doing anything. I'm watching football and gambling. So Sunday, if you want me on Sunday, I'll make myself available, you know, on the God's Day, the Sabbath, if you will.
Okay, well, the other question is, how many people in this clown car do you think are going to plead the fifth?
Probably most or all of them. I think the lesser parties, like there was, I forget their real names, but they called them the MAGA Bonnie and Clyde. These people were instrumental in organizing the Ellipse rally on January 6th. Well, you know, the Steve Bannons of the world that are propped up with donor dollars, well, they can go and fight. They can, you know, wage legal fights. But the average person that's being subpoenaed, you know, staffers, lower-level people, just common folks, they're not putting up a legal fight, man. They're going in, they're testifying. So the testimony is coming out. And most of these conversations, be it text message or emails, you know, sure, you can deny the committee your end, but they're two-party emails, right? So somebody else has got the other copy. So you don't need everybody's testimony, Matt, but I think there are plenty of people giving testimony, and I think those that are fighting, I mean, ultimately, I think that Mark Meadows is going to go down as the Haldeman. I don't know how this guy avoids prison, because Trump can't pardon him now.
Yeah. Just like all the insurrectionists thought that Trump was going to pardon them.
Yeah, kind of left them holding the bag, didn't he, Matt? Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you enjoy prison.
Yeah, no doubt. Probably more people are going to be going to prison than the Reagan administration at this point.
Well, you know, we can only dream. That would be a Christmas miracle. Matt, thank you for listening on AM 950. Appreciate all the listeners all around the country, especially when they call us at 844-967-2789. Terry calling from the Northwoods there. Hey, Terry, what do you got for us today?
Oh, I was just going to say you guys are doing a good job.
Thank you.
But the Republican strategy, of course, is to overwhelm, like you said, you guys said, with information, turn people off, shrink the vote. And when they shrink the vote, they know they win elections easier. That's my observation.
But they're also training their people how to do it, Terry. You know, when the CJs of the world call in, you know, all they do is you try to have a reasoned conversation, try to put some facts out there. That's not what they do. They will go out there and they will repeat any lie. They'll throw 10 lies at you. And at some point, you become frustrated, Terry. Conversationally, you can't argue every crazy point. You can't refute every crazy point. At some point, you throw up your hands and you say, I'm done with these idiots.
Yes, absolutely. You're right.
No offense to CJ personally, but, you know, idiots.
Yeah. Trust me, I run across plenty of them. You just can't argue. You had two sets of one. I like to think I got the facts because I checked multiple sources, you know, and they've got one source, and that's, we know who that is, Fox News.
We certainly do, Terry. Well, tune in this Sunday on Fox News about 11:30 Central, and I'll bring a little truth to the Foxy News, man. I'll be on there. Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates. I always appreciate that. 844 844- 967-2789. I got another listener on AM 950 in Minneapolis, Betsy. Betsy, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, hi. Thank you. Well, I know that you're there in God's country and everything, and I know that you are hoping that your son will be able to do that, but I hate to break it to you. If he just turned 18, it's 21
to gamble. Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm not taking him.
Okay.
I'm not taking him to a house of ill repute or any of that stuff.
Good.
Well,
gambling is a house of ill repute. I'll just tell you right now. Okay.
Well, not sports gambling, Betsy. Everyone enjoys a little sports gambling. Throw a couple bucks on the Vikings game.
That's the worst kind. I hear that's where the people drop the $50,000.
Well, you'd have to have a better paying job than I have, Betsy, to be able to gamble $50,000. I don't have the wherewithal to be that sort of a degenerate.
Okay, good. So I'm glad to hear you're not going to introduce him to that anyway.
No, probably not that. No, but there are things. We're staying at the New York. They've got the big arcade and the...
Oh, I stayed in there once. That's great.
Yeah, there's stuff for them to do.
I stayed in the Chrysler building, just so you know.
Betsy, if I had my druthers, we'd have gone someplace warmer. It's going to be like mid-50s in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. It's winter there, too, I guess.
Kind of like
a couple days ago here. Well, you have a great trip, and good. I just am here actually to wish you the very best of luck on that TV appearance.
Well, Betsy, tune in on the Foxy News this Sunday about 11:30. Although, you know, sometimes they push you back later in the show, but I'm slotted at 11:30. And, you know, I'm not so much going to bet on the roulette wheel or the blackjack tables, but, you know, the Packers do play this weekend. I think I'd throw a couple bucks down on them. They've been hot. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back, man. You're always a good bet.
Let's re-rack the whole deplorable thing that the douchebag of the day thing. Let's just rack Robin Voss for the first time. I mean, put him up on the rack and turn the crank until he starts squealing.
For what particular notion, Speaker of the Assembly in the state of Wisconsin, Republican Robin Voss? Well, there was one point this week where he declared that it's the hospital's fault that they're overcrowded because the vaccine mandates have driven off all their staff. And the Hospital Association in the state of Wisconsin said, 1% of staff statewide. And those are only the hospital organizations that actually have mandates. So they called the speaker effectively a big fat liar. But that was only one of his lies this week, Mark. There's been a couple.
It's just hogwash. I mean, the whole thing, you know, inferring that there was massive voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin, like they have in all these states. There wasn't massive voter fraud across the entire country. I mean, it's just complete, total, you know, what drops out of the end of a bowl is what they've been spinning.
Mark, you should read the very long form article at the Washington Post right now. It lays out the current machinations of what's happening, the investigation, and the fact that basically we are, you know, we're the tempest for allegations of voter fraud right now. We are the place where they're trying to arrest, charge with felonies voting officials for giving advice during a pandemic. Mark, this where we live, and we know it's been bad here for a long time, but between the current gerrymander and the investigation going on and the support of the McCarthyism from the Republican leadership in the state. And Voss came out this week and said, I've been keeping Donald Trump abreast.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, all these cocktail, we need size, you know, challenge manhood guys that are spouting this stuff. I mean, and look at, for Mark Meadows, the congressman from Wisconsin that did not vote to hold him in contempt. It looks like all the Republican delegation from Wisconsin, including Mike Gallagher, who refused to hold Meadows in contempt, to vote to hold him in contempt after the statements he made about the insurrection terrorist attack on our Capitol. He was all concerned about it back then, but now he's toeing the line with the rest of the scum. I mean, it is just, it's disgusting. I mean, it is just disgusting. These guys have violated their oath, and they're all treason whores. I mean,
well, let's end on that thought for today, Mark. Appreciate your call. They're all treason whores. 844-967-2789.
Why? Can we call that treason? Why not?
It's CJ from Madison. CJ, I'd never call you a treason whore.
That's a good one. You know, I guess what are you going to talk about on this show that you're going to be on Sunday? More people have lost their lives under Joe Biden due to COVID.
Non-vaccinated Republicans, sadly, CJ. I mean, I'm not wishing death on your party, but these are unvaccinated Republicans, Diane Mann. Aren't you a little sad for your party that it would sacrifice its own for the altar of, you know, misinformation about a pandemic, sir?
How about Afghanistan leaving 100?
Man, I'm not going back to Afghanistan. We're talking about, 100 or so deaths and some people left behind. I'm talking about 800,000 dead Americans. CJ, 163,000 preventable deaths since the vaccine came out. Those are unvaccinated people that died of COVID. Well, that's not Joe Biden's fault, man. That's got nothing to do with Afghanistan.
Really, you blamed it all on Trump, remember?
No, I blame it on people that refuse.
You called him a murderer.
Well, I'm not sure if I call Trump a specific murderer, but I think his actions led to the death of hundreds of thousands of people. So if you think there's some blood on his hands, so do I.
How about the vaccine and warp speed?
He should have taken credit for that instead of denied wearing a mask and pushing back against the vaccine. Why is he not out there as a former president who is very influential, certainly with guys like you, CJ? No doubt he encouraged the development of these vaccines at warp speed. That is something that he should be commended for. You hearing me? He should be out there bragging about it every day. I created the vaccines. Go take them.
No, he does.
No, he really doesn't. Don't lie to yourself, CJ. You know better. What's that?
The mandate. Like I am.
I'm sorry, CJ. Your flip phone was dropping out there for a moment. Repeat that part.
Well, I think he's not against the vaccine. He's against the mandates like most Americans. We're going to deal with COVID the rest of our lives. That's why there was 18 of them prior.
But you know your life's going to be shortened. And CJ, here's one thing I never hear the right acknowledge. Not everyone dies of COVID. Obviously, many people survive COVID. But many people have very negative health consequences, and your propensity to die within 6 months of having COVID is greatly elevated. People are dying at every age category. COVID in the United States is one of the top deaths, even from 1 to 5 year olds right now, CJ. So no doubt there's cancer and there's other things, but this is a preventable thing. And Donald Trump, you can't tell me, has done everything he could do to try and influence the electorate
it's
and convince them.
Remember, Biden's the president, and more.
Well, Biden will get blamed for this, CJ, no doubt, man. If we cannot convince people to get vaccinated, and that includes guys like you, CJ, Joe Biden will certainly take all the blame.
I'm vaccinated.
Good.
And I tell you what, it shouldn't be mandated.
Okay, man. I won't mandate it. But you're one of the quote-unquote sensible ones, CJ. 163,000 dead Americans since the vaccine's been available. You know, if you could keep yourself of dying from something, and it was a shot and it was free, and you said, no, I'm not going to do that, and you die, I'm sorry, man, I'm not feeling any Christmas empathy. Call me Crumpus. Crudus. More Devil's Advocates. We will award the D-Bag of the Day. CJ, probably not you.
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Now you're going to believe me or your lying eyes?
I don't know, but I'm suspicious.